The golden age of exploration is long gone. Even a remote place like Denali's summit gets 700-plus visitors a year. But there are some less obvious places left to explore. And in a state with few roads and forbidding terrain, getting to them takes some determination. That's part of the allure of a worldwide undertaking called the Degree Confluence Project. AK's Ashley Gross has our story.
My friend Christopher DeCharms was visiting from California and wanted to get to a confluence point. I'd never heard of it, but he soon enlists me. As we prepare our expedition, we get pretty good at explaining it.
The idea is that they are trying to get people to go to every latitude-longitude crossing on the planet.
And that one, it's this crazy kind of geography project called the Confluence Project, where people go to where the latitude and longitude lines cross. And so
we're trying to They're kind of fun to do. It's basically, it's a challenge. I did one time before. They're fun. But it's just, you know, it's just an arbitrary spot. And the question is, can you get to it? But then you also have to ask yourself, how much trouble do you want to go through to get to it?
It's a chance to test ourselves, to veer off from well-worn trails and explore a part of Alaska not in any guidebook. But we know our limitations. We rule out points on Eldridge Glacier and near the top of Mount Wrangell. But 64 degrees north by 150 degrees west catches our eye. It's just east of the Toklat River on the northern border of Denali National Park. It seems simple. Mountain bike out the Stampede Trail and then hike northwest 8 miles to reach our spot. Christopher calls the Park Service, only to learn the spot has other significance.
What's the name of the book, Into the Wild? Where did he die? At the Stampede Road in the Shoshana River. So that's pretty much right exactly where we'd be going. I see. Well, that's a little bit foreboding, don't you think?
Okay, it may be morbid, but there's something intriguing about being just miles from the abandoned bus where 24-year-old Christopher McCandless starved to death while trying to live off the land in 1992. All the people we talk with around Denali assume we're McCandless groupies on a pilgrimage. They caution that riding mountain bikes across 3 swollen, glacier-fed rivers is not the most sensible idea. We then consider every mode of transportation outside of helium balloons. I start to curse people like Palmer resident Kurt Christensen, who beat us to all the easy confluence points in Alaska. He's done 7 here and 26 more in the Midwest. He's the kind of guy who, instead of having a regular bachelor party, spent a weekend knocking off 10 confluence points with a buddy in the Dakotas. Christensen says he likes to be outdoors and see what's around the next bend.
The point is almost like just an excuse, you know, get me off my lazy boy and get out and do something.
But some confluence points require Herculean effort. In May, 2 men reached the highest one in the world, more than 19,000 feet up in the Tibetan Himalayas, in spite of being caught evading a Chinese military checkpoint. In April, a group mushed 26 huskies for 2 days to reach a point east of Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. A bike delivery man in Massachusetts is responsible for this obsession. A decade ago, Alex Jarrett bought a GPS and decided to try it out by going to 43 degrees north by 72 west in New Hampshire. He posted pictures of the spot to his personal website, and it mushroomed from there. Now people's postings on the site, confluence.org, are building a composite picture of the world. The lower 48 is pretty much done. Alaska and Hawaii are the final frontier for the U.S. It does take a special kind of person to want to go to these random spots. People like my friends Leah McDermott and Tom Jamgoshian, who decide to visit 65 north by 166 west while on a trip to Nome.
We are being mocked mercilessly about doing this confluence project. People are branding us with a big N for nerd. But we think it'll be exciting nevertheless. And we saw muskox this morning, which was exciting in itself.
Just getting up the road to the start of their hike is a challenge. Twice, huge herds of caribou block the way. Then, once they start walking, they have to ford Canyon Creek.
We stripped down to our underwear, and both of our underwear is soaked.
Yeah, so that was a good idea. Otherwise, we'd have soaking pants. All right, now we're on to Salami.
After lunch, Tom and Leah hike for miles over squishy tundra. Then come the final exhilarating moments.
We're doing zigzags.
No, we're on it.
We're on it?
We're 8 feet away.
8 feet,
seven, a ten.
Oh, that's it. It's perfect.
Wait.
Okay. Oh, your hand, right.
No, it's not perfect. It's 1 second off.
It was perfect a second ago until you touched it.
Back in Denali, Christopher and I aren't ready to give up the dream. Our last hope is Ray Atkins.
Hello?
Hello? Ray?
Atkins is a bush pilot straight out of Central Casting. His house in Cantwell is decorated with grizzly skins, moose, and doll sheep heads. He's been flying for 44 years. He cautions that chances are slim he'll be able to land on the gravel bar of the Toklat River close to our spot.
Hey, we can go for a ride right now if you want to. And I'll look it over. But it's going to be iffy.
By this point, we're so caught up in it all, we decide to take our chances.
How we doing, everybody? Pretty well all set?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ray flies us over McCandless's bus and toward the Toklat River. He dips his Cessna down and looks like he's going to land on a gravel bar, then pulls back up and circles. He dips a second time, and we hold our breath.
Well, Ray, everybody told us you were the guy for the job. Looks like they were right.
Ha ha!
Nice work, man.
Woo-hoo!
It feels like a miracle. He's managed to land just a mile from our point. The river is a tangle of silty braids flowing fast. Luckily, we don't have to cross it. We arrange for him to pick us up the next morning. He takes off, and we're alone in a stretch of land rarely, if ever, visited by humans. We set off up a dry creek bed, bear bells jangling as we scramble over fallen logs. It's the longest mile I've ever walked. We bushwhack uphill, and our feet sink 8 inches into the spongy muskeg with each step. It's a slog, but as we approach the spot, adrenaline kicks in. Then the challenge is to get the GPS to say exactly 64 north by 150 west.
64-00-00!
But we're still 002 too far west. So we got to go east about 2 feet. And oh wait, it's 001. Look, go east, go east, go east. There it is, we're there, we're at the confluence. Get the camera.
Where is it?
The place itself is unremarkable. Just chest-high bushes and stunted spruce trees. But to us, it's beautiful. We feel like we've discovered it and reached a spot on the globe no one ever sought out before. And there are many more still to seek in Alaska, 206 at last count, including one for the ultimate thrill-seekers, 8,000 feet up the south buttress of Denali.
For AK, I'm Ashley Gross at 64 degrees north, 150 degrees west.